So Charles Lindbergh was inarguably, really, the most famous person in America, maybe the most famous person in the world, owing to his flight across the Atlantic in 1927, and maintained a very high profile. That profile took a decisive turn in 1932 when it came to light that his son, Charles Jr., had been kidnapped from his home. Charles Jr. turned out to be dead within a few days. There were a number of ransom letters exchanged, and it became an immediate national sensation.
Now, somebody was arrested for the murder, a man named Bruno Richard Hauptmann.
Indeed. And from the moment he was arrested, there were already signs and already calls that this was not the guy, or at the very least, there were other people involved. The case was controversial right from the get-go.
How did you get interested in this case?
So the start of the story is my very good friend, Kurt Perhatch, who was a New Jersey native, born and raised, proud of his New Jersey heritage, who, from the first time he heard about the case as a kid, it just completely captivated him. So I've known Kurt since I was in high school. He's been my best friend for a long time, and he's sort of kept me informed about the case. And as it took this most recent turn towards him filing a lawsuit in order to get the records made available for DNA testing, there were a number of factors that made me think that this would be the time to get involved, right? That there's enough sort of public interest. I think the principles are clear enough to where, as someone who loves history and loves the truth, this would be the time to lend my name to this sort of broader, and interesting effort.
What specifically are you asking in the lawsuit?
Specifically, we are asking the State Police Archive of New Jersey to make available the ransom letters in the Lindbergh case for forensic analysis. There is a good reason to believe that there is saliva underneath the stamps and in the glue of the envelopes that has not been exposed to air, thus would be recoverable, and thus would give some sense of the DNA evidence of the case.
Conceivably, what could you learn from testing that for DNA?
We could learn that, in fact, it was Hauptmann's DNA on the envelopes, in which case he was certainly guilty of being heavily involved in the crime, right? That could show that clearly. It could show that it's not him, right? That it's somebody else. And maybe it's someone we don't ever know, which would just confirm that there were more people involved than just Hauptmann. There are some people, I would not count myself among them, who think that we will find Charles Lindbergh's DNA on the envelopes, that this in fact was some sort of accident or something happened, and that he tried to orchestrate a kind of cover-up to save his name. I think that seems a little far-fetched, but is it outside the realm of possibility? Definitely not.
What is the state of New Jersey saying about all this?
What makes the whole thing interesting is that part of the reason why I got involved is about 18 months ago, when Kurt started to agitate more for the release of materials for the use of DNA testing, the State Archive, State Police Archive, closed the entire archive, not allowing anyone to see anything. Their answer is entirely bureaucratic. They are trying to develop, as they say, new research procedures for using the materials. There is no timeline for developing those research protocols. They are just indefinitely not available. Again, all of this starts to seem a little strange after a while.